Greetings. Several people have been reporting that they're finding difficulty connecting with people, even their close friends. There seems to be some sort of gap in communication. So I'm going to tell a little story that could have something to do with that. So here's the story. Once upon a time, a long, long time ago, on a far, far away planet, which isn't true because, of course, there's no time and there's no space, but we'll say, long time ago, on a planet far, far away, we all lived together. That includes you listening to this, because you wouldn't be listening to this if you hadn't have been on that planet. We were all together in a very loving, caring, beautiful community. It was a very big community, and it had little sections, but we were all one. We were all connected. There were couples, but they weren't exclusive. We included. And there was no such thing as negativity. Nothing like againstness. And there wasn't a word for punishment. We were together. And we weren't completely clear. So every now and again, we get stuck with something in ourselves. But we were at such a stage of consciousness. There was no thought of blaming anybody. Whatever was going on was to do with us. And then immediately people would gather around and say, let's talk about what's going on. Can we help you to see something more clearly? So it was a very beautiful way of living. And we remembered that some of us hadn't made it to this planet because we were still stuck in things we were struggling with. And they were in a place called Planet Earth. And Planet Earth was designed to be difficult, so the people that were stuck could see their difficulties more clearly. Planet Earth. So on this other planet, we said, why don't some of us go down there and see if we can help our friends see the situation more clearly? So a whole bunch of us decided to do that. But we realized, because we remembered, that when you enter into that lower frequency, you forget where you come from. It's part of the process. So we said, all right, so we'll have different sorts of levels. We'll have people who go there and forget. We'll have people that go there that forget, but are capable of remembering. And we'll have a few people that go there that remember, and they will help the people that have forgot to remember, who will help the other people. So the other people are you. You see, you've forgotten who you are. But if you're listening to this, you have been on that other planet, and you are here visiting to look at the things that are still stuck in you, but mainly to help people see themselves more clearly. And you see, this is the time. Because as the Akashic Records and the Mayans and Himalayan masters have been saying, this is the time. There is a change in frequency now. There's a cycle. And in this cycle, it's going to be more easy to have realizations. And people are having realizations. Absolutely delightful things happening to them. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about that. You see, we're all being given what we need to help us to see our situation more clearly, whether by design or by accident, it doesn't matter. In each moment, there is an opportunity to see ourselves and each other more clearly. And if we keep holding on to the old, we may have little incremental changes, but the energy builds up. And it builds up, and it builds up, and it's unstoppable. And if we keep denying, something happens. It's not against us. We'll have an accident. We'll find out we're terminally ill. We'll lose a beloved. But it's not an accident. It's all part of something. Everything is part of something. Everything. It's helped you to see more clearly. And that's often what happens. It's just happened to Claire Soloway. She just had a violent accident, shunted from behind in her car, and she's had an awakening, an absolute delightful awakening. I'm going to write about it. And if you will be more present right now and in every moment, you won't need that bump. If you have, it doesn't matter because it's for you. It's going to help you to see things more clearly. Although some people have the bump and still don't see. They still keep hanging on to the past. Now, what is coming cannot be recognized by the conditioning of the mind. The mind has been not encouraged to expand. It's been encouraged to restrict, all to do with the process of control. We have to keep allowing things to happen. Be with what is, as unconditionally as we know. And that's with ourselves as well. Be with what is now.